Congratulations, Dr. Wimmer, on your recent election as a Venezuelan representative to the Latin American Parliament. Do you think a Latin American Parliament can make a difference?
Yes, it's a parliament. It exists 41 years. There are 22 countries are members of this parliament. It's the only institution where the Cuban government is included, for it's so important. There's no exclusion. And in this moment, when we are speaking of the integration of the Latin American countries, not in the exportation or interference, yes, in the solidarity, in the integration, economic, cultural, social, and political integration, the role that will play the Latin American Parliament in the future will be very great, we hope so. In the moment, especially, there is integration of the presidents of the government, meetings, the important meetings of the presidents, they sign treatments, they make politics of integration. It must be, on the other hand, need a support, of a legal support. And this legal support comes from the parliament. It's a democratic way to do it. And for that, we are very interested that the role of the Latin American parliament will increase. Venezuela is the only country where the parliamentarians are elected by the people. In the other countries, the deputies of the Latin American Palatino, as we say, designated by the national parliament. Okay, the normally in Chile and Argentina and Brazil and so on, they are members of parliament, of the national parliament, and as a part-time job, they also have the work to do in the Latin American parliament. For that, the situation for us is better. We can do a full-time job in this idea. And for that also, our responsibility is higher than in the other countries. There is a decision that in the future, all the parliamentarians from the 22 countries must be elected with a popular democratic election. But of course, it's a decision in each country. And in some country, they have to reform the constitution for that. For that, we have to be patient, but it's a way we go on.
The conservative opposition in Venezuela has accused the Chavez government of interfering with their freedom of the press. How important do you think independent media is to any society?
In Venezuela, because of the media, we say it, alternative media, independent media, that the people receive a very independent and wide information. We noted it in the last years where we received a very great aggression from the counter-revolution. Most of the media are controlled of the bourgeoisie and of international enterprises. And it means this control, it means for us that normally the information, it's not the truth. It's not a free information. They always say we have to fight for the liberty of information. The reality today is that maybe the newspaper and the radio here in Australia brings the same news as in Venezuela, and often it's not the reality of our countries. For that, the independent radio has this responsibility. One hand, to inform the truth. And how can you inform the truth? In the broad participation of the people. In April 2002 happened the fascist coup in Venezuela. It was because of these independent media, we were informed, because the great media closed all the information. We say they are not independent. These great medias are not independent. They are controlled by special interest, and we have working hard that this movement, we say it in Venezuela, of independent radios increase. We hope that in every small village, maybe there's a local radio station, because also it must be nearer to the people. And, okay, we recognize your work. Often this work is very difficult, because it often hasn't the support, the financial support, the place, the working place to make this very important and hard job.
And finally, Dr. Wimmer, do you have a special message for community radio to NIM-FM?
Yes, of course. First, I have to thank you very much to have the opportunity to speak to the Australian people who are interested in our message. With your work, it wouldn't be impossible. On the other hand, I hope you have more and more success to increase this movement of the radio stations, because it brings the people together. Especially today, it's an opportunity with the internet to hear us in the world, and we have to use it with a great responsibility. We cannot act as the great radio stations. We criticize them. We have to make it with a great responsibility, and I'm sure you do it here in Australia. It also make it possible to receive the real information of our countries. I noticed it now. I'm very bad informed about the real situation in Australia, because often we have only the official news, and there are often hide the reality of the people. And for that, I'm really congratulate you that you do this work, and it makes great solidarity with our people.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.